Slings is here. They're ready to go. They're my guest today, and this is what they sound like. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is John, and I have Slings in the studio. Say hello, Slings.
Hello.
Hi.
So why don't you introduce yourselves individually, so then we'll get this thing started.
My name is Dustin.
Dustin, what do you play?
I guess each of us plays a little bit of everything. I usually play keyboards and guitar.
I'm David. I do some half the songwriting, and I play drums is my main instrument, but I play a lot of guitar and some bass guitar and some keyboard. It depends what the song calls for.
And I'm Andy, and I do all that stuff too.
Well said. Spoken like a true musician. Well, tell you what, you guys want to go straight into a live song, and then we'll chat about your roots, your origins, your futures, all that stuff?
Sure. Sounds good.
All right, cool. Well, you're listening to Slings on killradio.org on Is Good. Enjoy.
We'll take a trip into the desert from the constant pouring rain. I hope you know just what you're doing.
So, tell me a little bit, like, what is Slings all about? Where, well, first, like, when did you guys start making music together? How'd you find each other?
Andy and I started playing together, actually, in high school in Florida, in Marion County. And then we just started playing, just him and I, forever, in, like, just a bedroom kind of thing. Then we met up with some friends and trying to form, like, a little band here and there, and then finally got our own group going. Played in Gainesville, Florida for a long time. And then, I guess long story short, we headed out west. And then ended up having to just play us two again because the other guys, we just kind of fizzled out. And then Slings kind of formed from that, just him and I deciding to play whatever music we wanted to play, however we wanted to play. It was like us two being the members, I guess you could say. And your turn.
well, what is it that you wanted to play? I mean, I detect there's a little bit of country, a little bit of folk, a little bit of rock.
Well, I think the thing with us is, like, I don't think we even know what we want to play sometimes. Like, his songs that he writes tends to be more, like, amp-oriented. Like,
amp, a little louder.
Like, a little louder. And my songs tend to be more... At first, it started off like that way, more like acoustic guitar, kind of, I guess, more folkier. And then when we played before in Florida, we just played mainly like his songs, and we'd write the songs together. But then we came out here, we'd play like my songs and his songs. And it was one of those things where, like, he would add his style to my songs, and I'd add my style to his songs. Mm-hmm. And then he would influence me on the way he wrote, and I'd start writing a little heavier songs. And then I would influence him, and we kind of... Now I don't know. Each of us write the same kind of songs, I guess. But it's not... I don't know. I wouldn't say we're like a country or folk necessarily. Or rock. But like any specific one. Like, I guess we play what sounds good, what we like.
Right.
We're not really trying to fit into any specific...
Yeah, I think like the acoustic thing kind of ended up because the other bands we played in were like all loud all the time. And we just kind of got sick of being... loud all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you play an acoustic guitar, you sound country. So I can't get around that.
I've heard Bob. Do you know Bob Schneider? His music at all? He's from Austin, and he describes his music as frunk. I think frunk, something like that. I thought it was pretty funny. So, did you guys move out west, as it were, to pursue music, or is that coincidental?
No, actually, I moved out here. He came with me.
I'm tag along.
I came out here with my girlfriend, or my fiance at the time, or that is now. It's his sister, actually, Dustin's sister.
Yeah, we met Dustin when we were out here. Yeah.
He's shaking his head in his hands.
Yeah. Because we had a long distance relationship for 2 years, and then I decided that I wanted to be out here, and Andy said, "Let's go." So
Dustin, tell me about how you ended up in Slings.
Well, I guess when they moved out here and kind of regrouped and officially formed Slings, they just, by themselves in their apartment, wrote songs and recorded songs for a while. And then at one point, I guess they noticed that I could play guitar fairly decently, and that's when we decided to start playing shows.
And that's when they made you the keyboard player.
Exactly, yeah. Because I guess I had a kind of a basic knowledge of how to play keyboard too, but they were ready to play shows and they only had two guys, and of course every one of their songs requires three or four people to play. So we officially started playing shows together, I think, almost exactly 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it was in April 2 years ago. So we played our first show at the Gypsy Lounge in Lake Forest. And I guess we've been playing officially as a three-piece, sort of, ever since then.
Nice. Well, you guys ready to go into another song?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's set up the mics so we can get a good sound out of this. I want to put the mic a little closer to you for the vocals. Okay. So you're getting a little too much guitar. And so, David, you're going to jump off of the drums and pick up the guitar for us? And maybe bring the bass down a little bit on the amp. All right, you're listening to Is Good with John Hirschfield on KillRadio.org. My guest is Slings. Check it out.
This song's called Hopefully. Trees turn the colors we'd like them to be. Don't let me leave. And this day for the sun still feels cold. Don't turn on the lights, I see I'm alone. Don't let me be alone. Every time I talk to you at night, it reminds me why I try all night just to see you, just to see you. And it's about getting that time for the plane that's supposed to bring you, to bring you home, home to me. So hopefully we can see together the leaves on the trees turn to colors we'd like them to be. Don't let me let you leave. I won't let you leave. I won't let you leave.
really like that one. That came out really crisp, too. So, I guess there's going to be more than one answer to this question since there's more than one writer in the group, but what is the inspiration for the music? Is it about personal experiences you've had or aspirations? Is there any one thing that keeps making you write?
Like, I guess it's all about, with us, I guess, with any songwriters, like life experience. like for instance, that song was just about, I wrote that song for my girlfriend about 5 years ago when we were long distance, you know, just wanting to be together. And then some of our songs are just about the struggle that everyone goes through where you're something you really want to do, but you can't because you have to, you know, fulfill your responsibilities and do what you have to do as a human in life.
Yeah. No, that's a running theme pretty much with everybody's life.
I know,
huh?
So that's...
I think in general, like, one of the themes that just keeps surfacing and everything is, like, doing what you can with what you got.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like... I mean, that's kind of even the basis of, like, where we got the name Slings from, you know?
Yeah, that was my next question.
It's just... in that book of the Bible with the story of David and Goliath, where he... supposed to fight Goliath and they're trying to dress him up in all kind of armor and stuff like that, but that's not what he's like, his personality, that's not what he's can do, you know? So he just grabs some stones and a sling and takes care of a huge problem with like little, you know? Mm-hmm. Just nothing but faith. And I guess that's kind of like what we're all about is, I don't necessarily think we're gonna knock anyone's socks off, but we really enjoy playing music and really like writing stuff. And
well, and that goes back to what you were describing before about, you know, you don't need to be loud all the time. Sometimes you just want to sing a song and play an instrument and speak your piece, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much the basis of our songs. I think a lot of it, too, is, like, we try to create a place that we can escape to in our music since we have a hard time doing it in life. Like, a peaceful place, because we always tend to write about the same... Like, some of those same lyrics tend to resurface, you know? Like, a lot of it's about, like, open areas that you can breathe and stuff. And a lot of it ends up being about, like, even our faith, you know? Like, our faith in God, our religious struggles, our personal struggles and all that. So him and I think a lot alike and go through the same thing since we've been, like, together for so long, about 10, 11 years now, I'm not sure. Yeah. So anytime he writes a song, I relate to it right away and just get real excited about it.
Is religion a part of your music?
Yeah, I think it's, we're not like, both him and I are Christians and, you know, we firmly believe in that, but we don't want to like label ourselves as like a Christian band because that's not what we're trying to do necessarily. You know, like,
right, that's not the point of the music.
Yeah, it's more about like life, and since our faith is big part of our lives, it obviously comes out through the music, but don't necessarily always sit down to write a song about God or something like that. It's just sort of, it's part of our life, and
it comes through that way. We just want to be able to,
well, if your music touches someone, then you know, I guess every song is ultimately about that.
Just wanted to like want everyone to be able to relate to it no matter what. We don't want to just classify ourselves as like only if you're this type of person, you know, you can really relate to our stuff. And
Do you guys have a CD out? Where can people get your music?
You can get, if you go to, you can go to cdbaby.com actually, or I think we can even order it through Tower Records if you need to just get our 5-song EP. But you can also go to our MySpace page, which is, it's just Slings. And you can get, we have shirts and CDs. They're just like little 5-song EPs. And then we have another little EP that we did, kind of, it's like a soundtrack we did for Carly, which is my girlfriend. She did this art play of just like a bunch of animatronics, and we wrote music, took choreographed to that. It was like a 30-minute set, and so we sell that too. It's just instrumental, and we actually, I think we're gonna play one on the radio. We have one for you to play tonight. It's just
cool.
Like,
well, look, why don't we play a track from your EP?
Okay.
And tune our instruments and get a breather, and then we'll come back and chat a little more and do a little more live music.
Cool.
If anybody wants to instant message me or the band, our AOL instant messenger handle is Kill Radio Station. That's one word, Kill Radio Station. And if you want to call in and ask the band a question, that's cool too. 213-252-0998. Just don't do it during a live set, because I can't answer the phone when the phone rings during a live set. All right, this is Slings.
Every day, I was a teacher to speak clear that I was a girl that I wish would have held me dearer to her heart. But it's okay that I was not. It's okay that I was not. And she was logic was all there. So much for better off the worst. The best temptation got the first. Even in tears, you care. I'm sure that
Slings on Is Good on killradio.org. You guys want to go right into another song and we'll chat after that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it. You're listening to Slings on Is Good on killradio.org.
One, two, three, four.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I'm begging you to send me something I can feel around here. Tired and lonely, it's cold out, and these bones don't feel the way they used to feel. Tired and lonely, it's cold out, and these bones don't feel the way they used to feel. They used to feel. Dark and undertow, but I know that you'll take me all the way home. And I'll open the door, 'cause I'm not scared anymore of the things I think I see. Let's wait around all day, or we'll just wait these days away. Then I guess we can get up and do what we can. Well, there's not much here to see but the land next to our trees. That's the place that I like to stand. I follow you, I reckon. Go and listen to those records that we heard all before. We were torn, we were torn. Preacher, come please, I am begging on my knees. Tell me just what it is I need to know. He said the rapture's coming soon, but we'll wrap this up way before noon. Now I guess, my dear boy, you can go. So fill the car with money, pick a place that you'd like to go. I have no problems with leaving, just as long as I have all the time to let them know. Wanna let them know, let them know. Down the long road I know you've traveled, well, back and forth before. Not getting easier with time, I know this may get harder, but we'll just go on like before. And I'm telling you, I'm not sure what I think you're running for.
Thank you, guys. Seriously, I don't know what else to say. That was a gorgeous song.
Thank you.
You know, it's cool because you guys, you know, there's only three of you, but I mean, it sounds like a much bigger band. You know, there's using different effects on the guitar. You have the harmonica and the keyboard and the tambourine and the drums and everything. Where do you guys see yourselves going in terms of a live act? Are you going to keep it as a three piece?
I think.
Oh, we're getting a call. Kill Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello?
Who's calling?
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. How's it going, Charlie?
What's up?
Hey. Nothing was happening.
I can hardly hear you.
Hey, speaking in the mics, guys.
How's it going, Charlie?
What's up, guys? I just called to say hi. I was listening. I have nothing better to do because I'm a bum, so I was listening. It was fun.
That's awesome. This is
Charlie, you a Slings fan or X-Men?
Absolutely.
He's a good friend of ours. He's in this really cool band that's on a compilation that we have, Sendero.
I can't even hear you guys.
About the compilation. Hey, dude, listen into your phone, not into the...
Yeah, I'm not listening.
To the stream. All right, cool.
Sounds when we move...
Just hold it near you.
The Sounds When We Move is a compilation that we put together with like a lot of our friends that we have come to know either through watching shows or even MySpace. Just a lot of really good bands that really support local music and Sendero, they're on there. There's like Satellite Class from LA.
Is this just a like a labor of love? You just decided to put out a compilation of all your friends?
Like these guys really getting to know people and just seeing their love for just playing music. It's not about what can I do to get myself bigger and better. It's like, let's just have fun with a bunch of our friends. And it really inspired us and inspired me. And I just wanted to like, I know their music's really good. And I just wanted everyone to be able to hear it. And there's some bands, there's like Spider from New York. And then there's Bears from Ohio and Gingerbread Patriots from New Mexico. So that every band gets some CDs to sell. And then there's like Ann Lynn that we have, really good friends of ours. They're on there too. There's a lot of really good bands on there that we really like, and you know, Charlie, Sendero, our really good buddy.
Charlie, what do you like about the Slings?
Mostly it's the dudes. Dudes are good guys, and then their music is mellow, and they're not trying to rock anybody's world, and I can appreciate that because rock and roll is pretty played out right now, and it's nice that they just want to keep it fairly mellow and. You know, they're trying to write a creative song instead of a three-chord, rock song that I don't want to hear.
Right on, man. Well, thanks for calling it.
Yeah, for sure. I just wanted to say hi, and I don't know, just because I was here and I saw that they were playing, so I was going to listen, and I don't know. I didn't think anyone was going to call, so I had to.
Yeah, no, it made the interview.
All right, take
complete.
Care, guys. I'm going to take a shower, I think.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We'll see you.
Take care.
Later.
So, you guys are playing live tonight somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Santa Ana at the Soul Art Gallery. It's on Main Street.
Yeah.
It's us and Vivek.
Yeah.
And this band Sounder. Really looking forward to it. Those guys are really. We haven't met Sounder yet. The music's really cool. Vivek, he's a super nice guy. Really cool guy. Really good music. So if you can make it out, that'd be really cool.
And really you guys good. Have been playing out a lot lately. I noticed on your MySpace, it's like almost every day, it seems.
Yeah, we kind of overbooked ourselves a little bit. Like, we don't mind playing a lot, but I think we kind of oversaturated, like, certain areas. But it's been a lot of fun. It's hard to turn down shows with your friends. Like, anytime these guys call us up and they want to play a show, it's like, as long as they show up, and, like, we have a couple really good True Blue fans that come through, and it's just like, that's all we... it's just so much fun, like...
What's your like worst live performance story?
Oh man,
wait.
It's hard to choose.
A lot of catastrophes happen.
Well, like because of how we do this and try to like spread out the sound of however many people just across the three of us and try to like maybe sample things and then that doesn't work. So we try to ask friends to help and that doesn't work and I don't know. It's hard to pick one bad show.
I think what our problem is like Andy and I like to write songs as if we have like a whole high school band behind us, that 50, 60 kids that can play instruments. And we have some friends, like we have a really good friend, Albert, who's been helping us out lately. And it's made a world of difference for us, because not all the parts are there, but that's one more extra part that he's able to pick up that it's getting closer and closer.
It's
the way
to
we
get the point across.
Yeah. And we just really like that. And lately we've been playing shows with our friends, and we just have them come up on stage and play a couple parts, and just, I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. But so, I don't know, I guess some of our worst things is
we
came out of a band that was like a pretty standard band. It was guitar, everyone's, you know, drums, guitar, bass, guitar kind of thing. And now we had to learn how to play as a two and then a three piece, but we still had that whole way of writing around like 5-6 people, and it's just, and we're not the most outgoing type of people, so on stage we have like the most awkward silence, and afterwards you have to hear people say, come on.
We feel awkward on stage because we do a lot of switching around from instrument to instrument, so in between songs a lot of times we're tripping over things. There's an awkward silence.
Came off of like a 5-show streak where every show a piece of equipment would break.
Yeah, like, of course. We always have technical difficulties.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
But from what people say, apparently...
not as bad as we think it
is. Yeah, and they seem to like the fact that we switch around a lot. That seems to be something they like. Whereas we thought it was like kind of distracting and awkward on stage, but I guess it makes it a little interesting or something for people.
What makes for an exceptionally good show?
When nothing breaks.
Yeah, that helps.
Just getting through it alive.
Yeah. I think, like, last night we played a show at D. Piazza's in Long Beach, and there was probably 10 people in the audience. But we had one of the funnest shows we've ever had, just because we were playing with some friends, a band called The Beautiful Mad, and another great band called The Sea Monsters, and Matt from Ann Lynn showed up, drove all the way from Big Bear, and he got on stage with us. And it was just like it was just fun. We didn't care how many people were there, and we were just with our friends and family and just enjoying it. And that's really what makes for a good show. Obviously, we've had shows with lots of people, and those are nice too, because we like to make new fans. But at the same time, as long as we just have fun and there's some friends there to enjoy it with us, that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Is there a preference, though, like a big audience versus a more intimate space?
Well, it's like each has its plus. Like, a big audience makes you nervous and you're afraid you're going to mess up. But it's exciting, like, after a song's done and you hear, like, a room full of applause or whatever. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Or a room full of silence, that kind of stuff. But if you play to, like, almost no one and you're just your friends are there, then it's almost more fun because you're not nervous. It doesn't really matter what happens, so you can just kind of
It's never
relax.
A good time when you see Tumbleweed go by in the middle of a song.
It just kind
of
seems like everyone's like, hey, let's get together and hang out. That's what it seems like. And the big shows are fun. Like, we played Chain Reaction a couple times, and I don't know how we got 60 people there for us, but we did, and plus whoever else was there. And just to look out and see, like, a room full of people, and everyone seems to really be enjoying themselves.
There's, like, I think there's always that balance you try to hold between furthering yourself as a band and making new fans and meeting new people, but at the same time just having fun with your friends. Like, we're constantly on either side of that, so obviously we love it when people come to our shows, but if they don't, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a waste of time for us.
Yeah, it's true, though. You never hear that. I interview a different band every week, and I've yet to hear, you know what, I don't really like fans. this music would be great if it weren't for the fans. Hey, why don't we play another song from the EP? Where'd you guys record this? Would you produce it in a studio?
It's in our bedroom, in the apartment.
Studio apartment?
Yeah.
Our apartment is apartment number 6, so that's where number 6
studio
is. Oh, that's great. So. All right, let's play another track from that, and we'll come back and do a little more live stuff. You're listening to Slings on Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Thank you.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Slings. That's what they sound like in their studio apartment number 6. This is what they sound like in my studio here at Kill Radio. Go Slings.
Come on down into the town where they speak the word, so we understood. We'll all hold hands and lift our hearts. We'll sing so clear for Lord to hear. Oh, come on down. Oh, come on down. Oh, come on down. Come on down into the town where they speak the word, so we understood. We'll all hold hands and lift our hearts. We'll sing so clear for Lord to hear. Well, come on down into this place where they talk in love and they sing in praise, where the Lord will make you clean within. He'll fill your heart and wash away your sin. Oh, come on down. Oh, come on down. Oh, come on down. Oh, fill my heart and make it overflow. Will you light my path and make it shine like gold? Oh, I will come to you, and I might die trying to make my death bring that final star to life. The word, so we understood. We'll all hold hands and lift our hearts. We'll sing so clear for Lord to hear. Oh, come on down. Oh, come on down. Oh, come on down. Fill my heart and make it overflow. Will you light my path and make it shine like gold? Oh, I will come to you, and I might die trying to make my death bring that final start to rise. Oh, I will come to you, and I might die trying to make my death bring that final start to rise.
You've been listening to Slings on Is Good on killradio.org. I just got an instant message from Chris, P-M-E-C-H. Hi, listening from Salt Lake City, Utah. I love the music. Good to hear more from the band than what I can get on MySpace.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Wow. Actually, there's this internet radio is great that way. I know that I have listeners. I know I have a listener in France. So, yeah, so, I mean, anybody can listen if they can do the math to figure out what Pacific Standard Time is, basically. So, what was going on over there with the bells? I don't believe I've ever seen a xylophone play with a... Well, tell me what that was, how you created that sound, Dustin.
Well, Andy bought a violin a while back. I think he's still waiting to learn how to play it. But
I'm trying.
He did figure out how to use the... Take the bow and you basically just rub it along the edge of one of the bell keys, and it makes this really cool sound, we discovered. I mean, I've seen a couple other bands do it before. It's not like the first time it's ever been done, but it's kind of an easy way to add a cool sound and presence into one of the songs. That's what you heard there.
Yeah, no, that was nice. Well, we're going to close up shop in a minute or so. I wanted to ask one more question I ask of every band is, what's the end game here? How far can Slings go? How do you know when you've made it? What does success mean?
We were just talking about that last night, actually.
Yes.
In our opinion, we kind of
are kind of doing exactly, we're at where we want to be. Like, the only...
You've arrived?
Yeah. The only difference... The only thing that we can get further is if we could maybe do it enough to where we didn't have to have day jobs so we could do this all the time.
Yeah. Like, success to us is if there's anyone, one single person out there that we can... That can either just have fun listening to our music or get something out of it. I don't know. We're in a band. We are playing shows. We're meeting people. The only it gets bigger than that, obviously, and we're going to strive to be, I mean, who doesn't want to be the Cure or Coldplay, you know, but at the same time, I'm not going to put my blinders on and forget all the stuff that happened while we were doing that, you know,
mm-hmm.
And we're playing music and we're doing it to play music, and someone wants to pay me so I don't have to work. So I can focus on my art, or that's amazing, but if not, you know.
Yeah, honestly, it really felt like a success to complete this compilation that we did, The Sounds When We Move, just to be able to pull together all these bands and friends, and they sent us songs, we put it all together, did the artwork, the package, everything, and the end result just really gave us this good feeling of trying to form this community of musicians,
and artists,
to us, that's kind of like a sign of success right there, and hopefully that's just the first of many experiences like that.
Help people out, and just everyone. We have like a friend, Greg Loza, that always takes our pictures, and we're trying to get, you know, he helps us all the time with anything we need, and Carly always does the artwork for like 90% of our bands, and she did the compilation artwork, and she's going to do our, when we get our full length finished, it'll be her artwork too. So I don't know, just anyone that wants to help people out and just have fun, when you have something to contribute, let's do it.
Do you guys have a song called Hopefully?
Yeah.
So we just got an instant message from Flurry Hoods requesting that you play Hopefully.
They must have missed it. We played it earlier on.
That was the first one I sang on.
Oh, was it? Okay. Maybe they must have did it.
Thank you very much.
And I'm saying yes.
I'll play it again.
Oh, now they're thanking. Yes. So much. And they're still writing. So, yeah.
Thank you to whoever that is.
In the tiniest font ever. I tuned in at 11:30. Flurry Hoods, just make sure later today we're going to upload the whole show to the killradio.org archives, and you should be able to download that from myspace.com/thisisgood.
Thank you.
Whoever that is, write to us.
Yeah,
we'd like to meet you.
And, write to the band, and they'll put the link on their MySpace as well. And you can download the whole show and listen to all the songs. Slings, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for letting us
come
in.
You guys are great. And where can people come see you play live tonight in the next couple days?
Soul Art. You can come see us at Soul Art in Santa Ana. Then the next show we play is going to be April 4th at Lava Lounge. And then April 5th at D Piazza's. It's going to be a compilation release party with all our friends. So
awesome. And the CD... The EP that you guys made that's available at CD Baby.
Then you can go to our MySpace and we can send
you a copy. Yeah, just write us on MySpace and we'll get you a CD.
Yeah, we'll get you something.
All right, well, there it is. You've been listening to Slings on Is Good on killradio.org.
Steve.